107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel is suspected in the assassination, reported by Iran in Tehran, of Ismail Haniyeh, the top Hamas political leader. Israel had vowed to kill all those involved in the October 7th attack. U.S. military officials evaluating an airstrike south of Baghdad.
We have heard from two U.S. officials that the U.S. carried out a preemptive strike on militants in Iraq. They say that those militants were planning to launch a drone attack on U.S. personnel and also coalition forces there.
ABC's Marcus Moore. President Biden today unveils a national security memorandum ordering the administration to go even further to stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Christopher Dunn, exonerated of a 1990 murder in St. Louis he always maintained he never did, was freed from prison despite the Missouri Attorney General trying to keep him behind bars. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to new survey results from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students said they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says schools need more mental health services. Kamala Harris is running for president, but overall, fewer women are running for office across the country this fall. Princeton University's Debbie Walsh.
Women have been essential to flipping the most competitive seats in recent election years, and women of color have been winning both statewide executive and legislative seats in states and districts with majority white electorates.
Record numbers of women were elected to Congress in the last three cycles, but now the Center for American Women in Politics says the numbers have dropped off this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers and the Braves tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and the team that left Milwaukee for Atlanta, the Braves. The Brewers winning game one last night, 8-3, thanks to some good pitching.
Pitching staff was really good. You know, Kellen Ray gave us another great start. Milner again, what can you say? Aguirre, Mears. Huck gave us a great inning.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who said that Trevor Bagill has moved to the 15-day IL with back problems. The Brewers making a trade before the deadline tonight. They required right-hander Frankie Montas, who pitched 19 starts for the Reds this year. In return, Milwaukee sends Joey Weimer and reliever Jacob Junis to Cincinnati. NFL has new kicking rules. You can now only attempt an onside kick in the fourth quarter. You must be the losing team, and you have to declare when you're going to do it. Packers special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia.
This new kickoff thing is going to be fun and confusing and different, and a lot of questions are going to arise regardless of what position we're talking about.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday to a very special Devil's Advocates. We'll have heretics for Harris. We'll have Satanists for Harris. We'll have white dudes for Harris. Vote for Harris.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. And there is a chance of thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a completely real, totally legitimate new attack ad. Then Brina Gonar, the State Democracy Research Initiative, talks about the two constitutional amendments on the August ballot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Well, good morning, folks. Whether you're up with the roosters or still easing into the day, I'm so glad that you're making the Midwest Farm Report a part of your Wednesday morning. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Charity Seebecker, and here at the Midwest Farm Report, we try to connect the dots on what's happening in agriculture. Today, for example, we're hearing more about how the weather has been impacting our cranberry growers and their reliance on pollinators. Speaking of that weather, it may be a little cloudy with some rain showers, but it's going to stay pretty warm for the next few days. We're looking at low to high 80-degree temps here in Madison and throughout the state. Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, has weather details on the way. Plus, it's Wednesday, which means we'll be hearing from the Cephas Group. And today's topic is their specialty technology. And with the growing interest in sustainable practices and local food production, beekeeping has become an essential part of modern agriculture. Recognizing the need for a dedicated event in the region, two beekeepers have created the Midwest Honeybee Expo. All of those details are yet to come.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Around the clock, your dairy cows rely on you. And when you need support, Compeer Financial is here. Here with cutting-edge ag finance technology, industry knowledge, and local experience to help your farm thrive. As avid supporters of the dairy industry, we tip our hats to you during June Dairy Month and every other month of the year. Contact us at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
The old world staples, they stay, but there's new flavors on the way. That's the theme at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here reminding you their retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrotter Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. Skip the store. Go to Bavaria Sausage. You can shop anytime online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, BavariaSausage.com. I was talking with Scott about some of the new flavors they've got in their test kitchen right now. One that's been a success and will become a staple, the Berkshire Brat. Scott said that he's going to give people an opportunity to actually visit with the farmers that he's working with to produce those Berkshire Brats. And right now they're taking a look at other new flavors. Best thing you can do, check back their social media pages, Facebook, for example, find out about updates, or better yet, stop in the store and ask the staff for samples. Again, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrotter Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, Bavaria Sausage.
We're at the point in the growing season where cranberries are starting to set fruit. The berries are moving from pinhead to pea size, according to the state's outreach cranberry specialist. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Extension specialist Allison Jonjack joins us. She says while she's overall optimistic about this year's crop, the heavy rain this summer has thrown some curveballs to cranberry growers. For example, the rain slowed pollinators down during the critical blossom phase of the cranberries. Luckily, there was a silver lining. Allison has the details.
Absolutely. So cranberries are totally reliant on pollinators like bees, whether bumblebees, honeybees, native pollinators. We're totally reliant on pollinators to get the pollen to the fruit and form a fruit. And so we're usually hyper-focused on our pollinators during that blossom season. This year, we did notice fairly sluggish pollinator activity compared to normal, just because pollinators love warm, dry days. And we had relatively few warm, dry days. So we didn't see less pollinator activity than we usually do. We had a little bit of grace, though, because usually our blossom period happens in maybe under 2 weeks when those plants are in the flower phase. Because our temperatures weren't too hot, the bloom progressed fairly slowly this year. So we actually had flowers open for a longer period of time. So even though there were fewer days when the bees wanted to work, there were more total days. So we were kind of lucky to have the blossoms kind of last unusually long so that those bees could still work them even on their reduced workload.
Allison, now that the cranberries are setting fruit, do you think that we did have enough time for the pollinators to come out?
What I have seen in most marshes that I've been out on this week, I did see fairly good fruit set. So I think that the coolness really did kind of save our necks and give those bees enough working days. So the last couple of days, I've seen some pretty reasonable crop potential, despite the fact that people were very nervous. If you had asked 2 weeks ago, I might have been saying, oh, we're pretty nervous. But things are looking like we did manage to get that balance.
So one of the myths about cranberries is that they grow in water. They do not. Water in the flooding process is used to harvest cranberries. But that kind of leads me to want to ask you, like, when we do get large amounts of rainfall, does it hurt the cranberries to be sitting in water?
First, I'll talk about how it would work in the wild if we're back in 1860 and we weren't growing cranberries yet and we're just harvesting wild ones. If it was too wet in a given year, the water standing would kind of suffocate the plant's roots, and so the plant's roots would die back, and you'd probably still get a crop that year, but you wouldn't be able to store enough nutrients to have a very strong crop the next year. So in the 1860s, we would probably finish out a wet year fine with this year's crop, but we would suffer in the following year. Now that we manage our cranberries and take the natural native plant, but are able to kind of manage the water a little bit, we're able to make sure that we keep that good 6-inch root depth dry. And we do that by having our crop elevated a little bit above the water level. So we can raise that water level if we need to, if it's dry or when we need to flood for the harvest or for the winter or for bug protection. But we can otherwise lower that water down and keep our water in our reservoir so that we keep the soil profile at that correct level of enough moisture for the plant, but not so much moisture that the roots suffocate. So luckily now we're able to pretty much manage the water. As long as we still got space in our reservoirs, we're in okay shape in terms of soil moisture just because of our ability to manage that water level.
You mentioned sometimes growers will flood the marsh or the bog for bug protection. Has insect pressure been up in a wet year? Have growers had to use that strategy a lot?
So actually, this year, I think our insect pressure is about average. What we do see a risk of in an extra wet year is more likely to be the pathogens. In terms of insects, we've pretty much done our standard practice, which means some growers will use a bug flood in the spring to kind of basically to make it so that when an insect egg hatches, the bug drowns instead of being able to eat cranberries. We notice when the eggs are about to hatch based on growing degree days or based on sweep nets, and then we can strategically do like a 2-day flood to make sure that those insects do not hatch into a ripe world. They just hatch underwater and die. So that's kind of our normal process, regardless of the weather. In terms of the summer's insects, I think things are pretty much on the standard. We're maybe a little bit slow again just because of the warmth hasn't been there to push those insects through their development phases. So they're hatching maybe a little slower, kind of the same as blossom. Maybe they're emerging across a wider window instead of a very crisp, like these 2 days, everybody's hatching. It might happen over a 5 or 6 day period instead, just because of the slow progression of heat.
But you did say pathogens can be a problem when we get this much moisture. What have you been keeping your eye on?
Pathogens, basically just because there's a lack of airflow in a wet canopy, we need to be extra careful to basically maintain short crop canopies in these wet years. So we start thinking about pathogens during the blossom phase, because that's when the pathogen could enter the fruit. For diseases, you have to have the pathogen and an environment and the fruit. So what we can manage at this point is the environment, and that means basically making sure that our crop canopy dries out, basically just by kind of if we reduce the fertilizer application a little bit so that the uprights don't grow too lush, we can hope to keep a drier canopy that's going to be less conducive to those pathogens growing.
At this stage in the growing season, what should consumers, producers, cranberry enjoyers, what should they know about this year's crop? What do we expect?
I have seen good crop potential out the last couple of days. I think for cranberry enjoyers, we will always be able to get cranberries into your snack packs and your Thanksgiving tables and your juice cups. I think we're going to be able to do a great job supplying and meeting the demand. I do think that it is a really good test year to see how resilient our growers can be to surprise weather events. So last year we had a very, very, very dry conditions, and this year we have very, very, very wet conditions. So farmers really feel like they're on their toes and responsive to whatever Mother Nature can send.
And Allison, as an outreach cranberry specialist, what are the big questions that you're getting from growers as you put the miles on?
We have people who are working on dialing in their nutrient application plan and adjusting it based on this wet weather, like I said. So people are kind of saying, hey, you know, can you help me determine whether these vines are ready for nutrients or whether they can last two more days, so that they're getting their growth spurt at the right time. I'm also having a couple of pathogen questions, and then I'll be out also doing work, helping some researchers who are doing aerial imagery of growth response to nutrients, as well as identifying stressors. So we're doing some drone work tomorrow. So kind of across the board, you got your nutrients, you got your pathogens, and you've got your drone work. Is a quick sample from this week.
Allison Joan-Jack along with us. She's the outreach cranberry specialist with the Division of Extension, working with growers across the state to keep their cranberry crop healthy. The news from the marsh is overall optimistic as growers work to combat the challenges that come with a wet year. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about accountability partners. An accountability partner is somebody you regularly check in with when you're chasing a goal. This is a very common concept in fitness circles, church circles, recovery circles, and it really works for money too. So if you talk to your mom or your brother or your best friend all the time, you could ask them to be your low-key accountability partner. Here's an example. Say you decide to bring your lunch to work 4 days a week to cut back on costs. You just tell your mom, friend, or whoever, and you say, here's what I'm going to do. And then you put a reminder on your calendar to check in with them in 2 or 4 weeks. You tell them all about it. How'd it go? What worked? What didn't work? All the details. You'd be surprised at how much not going it alone can help. An accountability partner gives you support, encouragement, and helps you stay accountable to you. For more help with saving, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome local filmmaker and Comic-Con attendee Craig Knitt, who will give us a full rundown of the event. And Emmy-winning comedian Dwayne Kennedy joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Known as Mutts Day. It's a day dedicated to celebrating all of the mixed breed dogs out there who bring so much joy and love into our lives. And so if you have a lovable mutt at home, give them an extra treat, a big hug today, whatever you need to make them feel celebrated. But now let's see if the weather is good enough for a nice long walk with our furry friends. It's time for our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update with our ag meteorologist, Stu Muck. Compeer Financial, your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. You can learn more about them and find a location near you at compeer.com. So, Stu, what can we expect for weather coming up? Any days that you're marking down to take your dog for a walk? Because I know I need to try and get my rambunctious corgi out as much as possible.
My old hound is happy to lay where it's cool. He'd really rather be in where the air conditioning is. But then again, if we went somewhere with a truck today, that would be good. The thing with your hound dog, make sure you have plenty of water, not just the dog, you, all the livestock as well. Hydration. We are in for some very hot weather as we make our way through the day today. Upper 80s and low 90s. The heat index is going to kick in today, and I'm expecting mid and upper 90s in many areas of Wisconsin, especially in about that southern half of the state. Maybe not quite as hot further north, but it is going to be very warm indeed. There was some rain further north late yesterday afternoon and evening, and they've only got a few rain reports in now. Wausau at 3/8 of an inch, Hayward at 3/10 of an inch, and I expect it looks to me like that activity has just started pushing over toward northern lower Michigan, so it's clearing out. But there's still this kind of stalled out frontal boundary from Nebraska down through southwest Iowa, northeast Missouri, southern Illinois, and Indiana today. That may return north as a warm front. There are showers and storms in southeast and east central Iowa near that boundary this morning. Not that we're in for a big rain threat today. In fact, I just expect very warm and hot conditions, sunny and warm conditions. How about that? That rain chance trying to edge in from the west late today or tonight and last into the day tomorrow. We'll talk about some measurable rain possibility now as we head through tonight and Thursday, and then not quite as hot by the end of the week. I'll be back with those details right after this.
It is in a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Hey, Wisconsin. This year's statewide science festival is featuring agriculture, and we need your help. The Science Festival is a free event that reaches all corners of the state and showcases technology, engineering, and more to 40,000 people of all ages. The festival is looking for individuals and organizations to host or volunteer at these events. This year's festival will be held in more than 50 counties from October 14th through the 20th. Visit WisconsinScienceFest.org to sign up to help today.
All righty, Stu, let's hear our weather forecast.
All right, the Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast, including some morning fog and otherwise mostly sunny and we'll call it hot day. Very upper 80s and into the 90s today with heat index values up into the mid and upper 90s. Winds will become southwest in the day at about 5. Overnight, clouds develop, showers, even some thunderstorms developing, earliest in western Wisconsin, late in the night further east and south. Temps only falling into the upper 60s and low 70s. Southeast winds begins at 5, mostly cloudy Thursday, showers, even thunderstorms earlier in the day in the west and north, later in the day east and south. I'd expect temps in the mid-80s with west winds at 5 to 10. A little rain may linger early Friday, otherwise becoming sunny, not so hot, mid-80s for highs. I'd say rainfall-wise, Charity, we're probably talking upwards of a half to 1 inch from tonight into early Friday, almost anywhere in the state.
Once again, everybody, that's Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with our ag weather update on a Wednesday. Be sure to stick around with us today, as you never quite know what you'll learn next here on the Midwest Farm Report.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall, as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups, including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com. Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall, as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups, including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lynn for Oconomowoc.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel is suspected in the assassination, reported by Iran in Tehran, of Ismail Haniyeh, the top Hamas political leader. Israel had vowed to kill all those involved in the October 7th attack. U.S. military officials evaluating an airstrike south of Baghdad.
We have heard from two U.S. officials that the U.S. carried out a preemptive strike on militants in Iraq. They say that those militants were planning to launch a drone attack on U.S. personnel and also coalition forces there.
ABC's Marcus Moore. President Biden today unveils a national security memorandum ordering the administration to go even further to stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Christopher Dunn, exonerated of a 1990 murder in St. Louis he always maintained he never did, was freed from prison despite the Missouri Attorney General trying to keep him behind bars. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to new survey results from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students said they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says schools need more mental health services. Kamala Harris is running for president, but overall, fewer women are running for office across the country this fall. Princeton University's Debbie Walsh.
Women have been essential to flipping the most competitive seats in recent election years, and women of color have been winning both statewide executive and legislative seats in states and districts with majority white electorates.
Record numbers of women were elected to Congress in the last three cycles, but now the Center for American Women in Politics says the numbers have dropped off this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers and the Braves tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and the team that left Milwaukee for Atlanta, the Braves. The Brewers winning game one last night, 8-3, thanks to some good pitching.
Pitching staff was really good. You know, Colin Ray gave us another great start. Milner again, what can you say? Aguero, Mears. Huck gave us a great inning.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who said that Trevor Bagill has moved to the 15-day IL with back problems. The Brewers making a trade before the deadline tonight. They required right-hander Frankie Montas, who pitched 19 starts for the Reds this year. In return, Milwaukee sends Joey Weimer and reliever Jacob Junis to Cincinnati. NFL has new kicking rules. You can now only attempt a non-side kick in the fourth quarter. You must be the losing team, and you have to declare when you're going to do it. Packers special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia.
This new kickoff thing is going to be fun and confusing and different, and a lot of questions are going to arise regardless of what position we're talking about.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Pat Kratlow of Up North News is in the guest host chair, and a great conversation with Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. And there is a chance of thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York Republicans challenge a new voting law in state Supreme Court July 30th, allowing citizens to vote by mail during the state's early voting period. The law has been upheld in two lower courts. Governor Kathy Hochul signed the New York Early Mail Voting Act in 2023, effective last January, a law, not a constitutional amendment. It allows any eligible voter to apply for an early mail ballot with no excuse, subject to approval by the local Board of Elections. But the New York Constitution, Article 2, Section 2, stipulates a voter must suffer from illness or physical disability to vote by absentee. New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and state and national Republicans sued, arguing that the Early Mail Ballot Act was unconstitutional. The lower courts found that another section, Section 7, gives the legislature the authority to make election law and upheld the act. Quote, all elections by the citizens shall be by ballot or by such other method as may be prescribed by law, provided that secrecy in voting be preserved. Oral arguments in the case are heard July 30th, and a decision in the case will likely come quickly, given the state of New York is already receiving early mail ballot applications. We've linked to articles, the appellate court decision, and constitutional analysis at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, that would be your
they're fixed to the name.
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot at the Movies. So without spoilers, what did you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
News from the Center, WRCE.
A new conference will be coming to Wisconsin in January of 2025. I'm talking about the new Midwest Honeybee Expo. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Charity Seebecker, and this is the Midwest Farm Report. Thanks for joining me on this Wednesday, July 31st. Recognizing the need for a dedicated event in the region, the beekeepers Bill Warning and Doug Coulterman have created the event and have quite the lineup of speakers ready. We'll be hearing all about that in just a little bit. But right now, we head over to Pam.
It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. Beautiful website. So easy to navigate if you're looking for anything from a collector item right on through to parcels of land and everything in between. Steffesgroup.com. You say, well, I'm thinking about an auction. Well, you want to talk to somebody. Call them 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. One of the fellas you might get on the other end of the phone, Ashley Yoon from the Steffes Group, joining us this morning. Hey, Ashley, I was looking at the new website, and there's a tab right on the homepage that talks about specialty. I clicked on that because I was intrigued by what specialty means. Not exactly what I expected, but exactly what farmers are looking for. Technology. Tell me a little bit about that specialty tab.
Yeah, truly. So, you know, within our website, we're always trying to make things easier to search and organize it as well. And, you know, anytime we do a farm retirement, anytime it's a monthly sale or something like that, there's always some technology, whether it's monitors, rate application applicators and things like that, GPS equipment, it's always scattered throughout. And clicking on the specialty tab helps you just kind of get it all in one spot so you can see what's coming up. And, of course, you know, when you're talking, whether it's Trimble or John Deere or whoever, you know, we've got to plug them in, see what's on them, see what's unlocked, and all that stuff. So there's a lot to selling all these monitors when it comes to auctions.
Boy, and you know, talk about giving me a possibility. I mean, so much of this new technology is really expensive, or maybe I only know one system. I only want to work with one system. This is an excellent answer for those quests.
Yeah, it does. And you know, you can see the different prices and what stuff is worth. You know, we get a lot of guys that call and say, hey, I just got a basic four-wheel drive tractor. You know, it's not set up. What do you think I should buy? You know, we get those questions all the time. And, you know, that kind of starts with, well, how much you want to spend too, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a lot of cheap options for just getting an average tillage tractor hooked up and running. And then all the way up to something that's RTK unlocked or has a radio with it, things like that.
Yeah, well, and God bless your technology folks for being able to unwrap it all before we get it into the auction. That clear communication, you give all the information out to anybody that's interested, right?
Yeah, we really do, because you need to know what you're buying. You know, along with that specialty tab, you'll see things like there's a custom motorcycle auction that's coming up and one that's campers, and we just did a pontoon auction a couple weeks ago. So, you know, we get into those things now and then, but, you know, our main auctions are still agriculture and construction.
Well, and like I said, if you want to take a look at that technology connected to agriculture, precision farming, hey, It's as simple as steffesgroup.com. That's steffesgroup.com. Just click on the specialty tab and it will whisk you right to where you need to be. You say you're interested, but maybe you've got more questions about that technology. Call them 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The old world staples, they stay, but there's new flavors on the way. That's the theme at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here reminding you their retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. Skip the store. Go to Bavaria Sausage. You can shop anytime online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, BavariaSausage.com. I was talking with Scott about some of the new flavors they've got in their test kitchen right now. One that's been a success and will become a staple, the Berkshire Brat. Scott said that he's going to give people an opportunity to actually visit with the farmers that he's working with to produce those Berkshire Brats. And right now they're taking a look at other new flavors. Best thing you can do, check back their social media pages, Facebook, for example, find out about updates, or better yet, stop in the store and ask the staff for samples. Again, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, Bavaria Sausage.
Hey, Wisconsin, this year's statewide science festival is featuring agriculture, and we need your help. The Science Festival is a free event that reaches all corners of the state and showcases technology, engineering, and more to 40,000 people of all ages. The festival is looking for individuals and organizations to host or volunteer at these events. This year's festival will be held in more than 50 counties from October 14th through the 20th. Visit WisconsinScienceFest.org to sign up to help today.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Charity Seebecker. Happy to be with you on this July 31st, Wednesday morning. Join O-Green and Marble Seed at Arlington Agricultural Research Station for a look at organic research and climate-smart commodity opportunities. On August 26th, spend the morning touring the station to check out the latest research in organic grains and forages. This year's field trials include roller crimping, strip tilling, and dry bean variety testing. Afterward, talk about climate smart commodity opportunities. What are they? How do they work? And what programs are out there? This field day is free and lunch is included. However, attendees are asked to register in advance. Or maybe you're interested in becoming a master gardener. The Wisconsin Extension Master Gardener Program supports a network of individuals dedicated to horticulture education, service, and lifelong learning. Trained with rigorous research-based horticulture education, Master Gardeners provide a variety of gardening-related outreach activities to Wisconsin communities through volunteer service for nonprofits and other organizations that benefit the public good. The first step to becoming a Master Gardener is to gain foundational knowledge about Wisconsin plants and other important horticulture concepts. Extension offers several approved learning opportunities to fulfill this requirement, including the online Growing and Caring for Plants in Wisconsin Foundations in Gardening course that'll be happening this fall. You can learn more about both of these as well as find other agribusiness news stories on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. Now let's take a look at our Wednesday, July 31st morning markets. From Chicago, September cash corn is trading at 389.5. That is up 3/4. And December new crop corn is trading at 405.75. And that is also up 3/4. August cash beans are trading at 1047.25. That is up 20 cents. And November new crop beans are trading at 1029.5. And that is up 8.25 cents. And September wheat is trading at 521, and that is down 3 cents. Transitioning now to the dairy side of things for us. August Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2066 a hundredweight.
That is down 5 cents. September Class 3 milk contract is trading at $21.71, and that is with no change. Looking a little bit further out as well, October Class 3 milk contract is trading at $21.49 a hundredweight. That is up 4 cents. And November Class 3 milk contract is trading at $20.88 a hundredweight, and that is down 3 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at $1.98¾. That was up 1¼ cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at $1.95. That was with no change. And the AA butter closed up 1½ cents yesterday and closed at $3.10¼. These are your morning markets on this Wednesday, July 31st. Be sure to stick around with us here on the Midwest Farm Report as we have more news on the way. And as always, if there's something you want to know more about, let us know by messaging our talk text line. You can message us at 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday to a very special Devil's Advocates. We'll have heretics for Harris. We'll have Satanists for Harris. We'll have white dudes for Harris. Vote for Harris.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
With a high of 86. The 2024 Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grants are open to applicants until September 9th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will award a total of up to $200,000 in grant funding in 2024. Qualified applicants include individuals, groups, or businesses involved in Wisconsin production agriculture, food processing, food distribution, food warehousing, retail food establishments, or agricultural tourism operations. This week's episodes of the Dairy Signal from Professional Dairy Producers kicked off yesterday. And this week it focuses on benefiting a farm's culture, brand, and security. Tune in today to learn about the opportunities to grow your farm's social media reach, engagement, and sales, and how to determine if outsourcing or working with a freelancer is the right fit for you. And on Thursday, join a conversation about keeping facilities secure, including the use of security cameras, alarm systems, and more. This is just a snapshot, everybody, of what's on our newsletter for the day. You can head to MidwestFarmReport.com to learn more. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter, because you'll receive 5 stories delivered to your inbox every day, so you can continue to stay up to date with us on all things agriculture. And in other news, with the growing interest in sustainable practices and local food production, beekeeping has become an essential part of modern agriculture. Recognizing the need for a dedicated event in the region, beekeepers Bill Werning and Doug Coulterman have created the Midwest Honeybee Expo. The expo is set to debut in January of 2025 and will serve as a gathering place for beekeepers of all levels. Co-creator Doug Coulterman shares more about what attendees can expect, but first, he takes us through how this idea came to be and the gap that it fills.
Bill and I both noticed that there was just this gap in the Midwest where there really wasn't a larger expo that attracted big name speakers and a place that's conveniently located in a area where, you know, we're going to have a big draw of people. You know, there's a good volume and number of beekeepers in this area, especially at the hobbyist and sideliner level, that have an interest in going to an event but maybe don't want to travel to a national event. So we saw the kind of the void in the space and the need for an expo here, and so we are going to organize this expo to hopefully bring an opportunity for people to come and educate themselves through big name speakers, as well as being able to explore different products and see what's available from the various many vendors we're going to bring into the expo.
So now tell me a little bit more about that event specifically then. When and where will it be, and who are going to be some of those key speakers that you mentioned?
It's going to be January 25th and 26th of 2025 at the Waukesha County Expo Center. You know, really, we're welcoming beekeepers at all levels, but if we had to say, you know, who are we target marketing this expo to, it's going to be really geared towards the hobbyist and the sideliner beekeepers. With the speakers that we have and the vendors that we're offering, we really want to make those folks feel welcome. We're really going to indulge them with, like I said, speakers as well as vendors that will give the information they need to become more successful beekeepers in their endeavors. We're choosing them kind of based, we want to give the beekeeper the best educational experience we can. So we've got a wide array of speakers with different backgrounds and areas of expertise. So, for instance, Michael Bush, he's known as a treatment-free beekeeper. He's well-renowned for his work that he has done, and he is an excellent speaker and has been speaking for a long time regarding those topics. We also have people talking about different techniques on how to overwinter and maintain your hives. For instance, Peggy DeSanto, she owns the Hive Hugger Company, and basically she will talk to people about the condensing style of overwintering bees, which has been proven to become a very effective method of overwintering bees to get your colonies coming out of winter very strong, and it's getting more traction in the world of beekeeping. And so she's going to be a speaker that brings that technique, and she'll, you know, demonstrate and talk about the scientific side of how that actually works, and we'll educate beekeepers on that technique, which is, like I said, gaining traction in the colder climates.
What do you hope attendees, especially our Wisconsin beekeepers, will gain from this expo, or maybe like that one key takeaway you hope they get from this?
Well, we hope that they take away that that they've learned enough, and from both the speakers on an educational basis, as well as seeing new products that the vendors are going to be displaying and demonstrating, that they can make themselves a better beekeeper by attending our expo. They are going to be, you know, all day long, they're going to be surrounded by community and network, being able to network with other beekeepers at their level. And we hope to provide them with a full day experience and a full weekend experience of, you know, just indulging them with an educational experience as well as a vendor experience that they'll have takeaways that'll stick with them for a long time.
And how can interested individuals get involved or support the Midwest Honeybee Expo and just learn more?
So we have a current Facebook page that's set up. It's called the Midwest Honeybee Expo. They looked that up on Facebook. They'll be able to find that. In the very near future, we'll be coming out with a website that'll also be titled the Midwest Honeybee Expo.com. That's not gone public yet, but it will be in the near future within the next 2 weeks. And then different social media channels. William Warning, who's my operating partner for this expo, he runs Sustainable Wisconsin Beekeeping website, and we're also sharing a lot of the same discussion on his website and information about this expo.
That's Doug Coulterman along with us. He's the co-creator of the new Midwest Honeybee Expo, set to happen in January of 2025 in Waukesha. Whether you're a seasoned beekeeper or just starting out, the Midwest Honeybee Expo promises an enriching experience that celebrates the vital role that bees play in agriculture and sustainable living. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Farm borrowing tips for strategic risk management today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As a kid growing up on a turkey farm, I learned early not to keep all my eggs in one basket. In part three of this week's series on strategic risk management, we turn again to some of Purdue University's ag economics team for advice along those lines. Here's Brady Brewer.
A little over 40% of farmers only do business with one lending institution. A strategic risk that you may think about is, what if that source of capital is not able to loan you money? Maybe your lending partner doesn't have money to lend you. Maybe they're unwilling to lend to you because of changing circumstances due to risk nature. Whatever it may be, let's assume that wherever you get your source of capital currently can no longer be a viable source of capital.
Brewer offers this.
What are our options if this were to happen? Option one is just accumulating enough working capital on your balance sheet or cash where you don't need a lending partner. Option two, so it's been shown that by doing business with multiple lending partners, you actually increase the probability you get credit. Or maybe another option is be able to adjust your production operations that reduces the amount of capital you need to put a crop in the ground. Again, probably doesn't seem ideal, but if it gets you moving to the next year and keeps you in business, it's a viable option.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a completely real, totally legitimate new attack ad. Then Brina Gonar, the State Democracy Research Initiative, talks about the two constitutional amendments on the August ballot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success. Making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.